I listened to every word he spoke, but my mind was really on something else. I knew at that moment that I would reject all of the offers. I stood there silently surprised by what an easy conclusion it was. Having prepared for so many years to teach, having trained myself to do nothing else, I had hesitated out of practical fear. But now that it was made, the decision came with relief. I immediately knew I had made the right choice. My colleague continued talking, and I realized that he was simply right. Affirmative action programs are unfair to white students, but as I listened to him assert his rights, I thought of the seriously disadvantaged, how different they were from white, middle-class students who come armed with the testimony of their grades and aptitude scores and self-confidence to complain about the unequal treatment they now receive. I listened to them. I do not want to be careless about what they say. Their rights are important to protect. But inevitably, when I hear them or their lawyers, I think about the most seriously disadvantaged, not simply Mexican Americans, but of all those who do not ever imagine themselves going to college or becoming doctors, white, black, brown, always poor, silent. They are not plaintiffs before the court or against the misdirection of affirmative action. They lack the confidence, my confidence, to assume their right to a good education. They lack the confidence and skills a good primary and secondary education provides, and which are prerequisites for informed public life. They remain silent. The debate drones on and surrounds them in stillness. They are distant, faraway figures like the boys I have seen peering down from freeway overpasses in some other part of town.